From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The questions Americans are asking about Iraq right now are very important. Is the country in a civil war? What will the Iraq Study Group recommend? But on the streets of Baghdad, those questions seem moot, almost silly. People there say last week's surge in sectarian violence crossed a new threshold, and most feel that there is worse to come. In a few minutes, we'll talk about one of the key figures in the fighting, a Shiite leader who is being called the most dangerous man in Iraq. First, NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports from the Iraqi capital.
Abu Rafid al-Dulaimi is a businessman in his early 50s. He's back in his computer store after days of curfew following last week's wave of bombings and mortar attacks. More than 200 were killed in a single day. He says when he first heard about the carnage in the Shiite district known as Sadr City, he got ready.
I got my weapons out. I knew either I will kill or be killed. You will get killed by a Muslim and you will kill a Muslim, so both of us will go to hell.
He says his mostly Sunni neighborhood was among those targeted by Shiite militiamen, bent on revenge for the bombings. Gunmen loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr went on a rampage, firing mortars into Sunni neighborhoods and attacking Sunni mosques. Dulaimi says that now people in his neighborhood don't expect to live another month, let alone another year. He walks around to the other side of the desk in his office and pulls out an automatic rifle. He says he keeps the gun loaded and ready at all times. He also has a pistol in a drawer. He says maybe next week he'll bring in some mortars.
Of course, you have to keep your weapons everywhere. At least you can defend yourself. And if there are many of them, the least you can do is take one or two of them down with you when they kill you, so your blood won't go for nothing.
Like many Sunnis, Dulaimi alleges the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government is helping Shiite militias attack the Sunnis. He says the government and its purported Iranian backers are sweeping Iraq into civil war. The U.S. military continues to refuse to use the word civil war to describe the situation in Iraq. Speaking to reporters today, Major General William Caldwell said that as long as Iraq's unity government remains in office, there is no civil war.
We don't see somebody competing for control of the country here at all. What we see is a country that's still functioning and still has a duly elected representatives in charge who are able to give instructions and orders to their security forces, who are responsive to them.
But Caldwell acknowledges the deepening sectarian fault lines in the capital, with the bulk of the Shia on the east side of the Tigris River and most of the Sunnis on the west side. The nature of the violence, he says, also varies from one side of the river to the other.
What we have seen is that the predominant amount of murders, executions, and assassinations tend to occur on the west side of the river, and the high visibility, high producing casualty events tend to occur on the east side of the river.
Sadad Mohammed is a 40-year-old photographer who used to snap Iraqis at weddings and birthday parties. These days, his customers only come in to take passport photos. Everyone, he says, wants to leave.
All you expect now is something really horrifying to happen. People expect it. They don't know what, but they're terrified.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.